Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Let us lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, let us praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Oh, just let us just lift our voice for heaven. Praise the Lord. Ooh, let us praise the Lord. Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Oh, let us lift our voice to heaven. Praise the Lord. Oh, God has been good to us. Oh, praise the Lord. God has been so good to us. Oh, just praise the Lord. Yeah, God being so good to us. Praise the Lord. God being so good to us. Praise the Lord. God has been so good to us. Praise the Lord. Yeah, God has been so good to us. Praise the Lord. Let us just lift our, let us just lift our voice to heaven and praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Everybody, praise the Lord. Everybody, come on, let's praise the Lord. Everybody, come on, let's praise the Lord. Let us lift our voice to heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, God is good to us. Come on and praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, God is good to us. Come on and praise the Lord. God is good to us. Come on and praise the Lord. Come on, children, praise the Lord. Oh, God has been so good to us. Oh, come on, let's praise the Lord. Won't you come on and praise the Lord? Tell somebody, come on and praise the Lord. Tell somebody, come on and praise the Lord. Tell them God's been good to us, and we want to praise the Lord. Ooh, come on and praise the Lord. Let us lift our hand toward heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, anybody want to help me praise the Lord? Somebody come on and help me praise the Lord. Come on, let's praise the Lord. Let us lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Oh, he's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all praise. Yes, he is. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all praise. Yeah, come on, come on now. Come on, let's praise the Lord. One more time, children. Let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's just praise the Lord. Let us lift our hands. Let us lift our voice. Let us lift our hearts toward heaven and praise the Lord. Yeah, come on, let's just praise the Lord. Come on, children, let's just praise the Lord. Oh, let him lift our hands. Let him lift our voice. Let us lift our hearts for his name. Praise. Oh, I feel like praising. I feel like praising, praising. I feel like praising, praising him. Oh, praising him in the morning, praising him in the noonday. Yeah. I feel like praising, praising him. Yeah, I feel like praising, praising him. Oh, I feel like praising, praising him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I praise him all day long. Oh, I feel like praising, praising him. Well, you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. Oh, you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. Oh, I praise him in the morning. I praise him in the noonday. Yeah, yeah. I feel like praising, praising him. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe David said, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will sing like David sings. Oh, I will sing like David sings. Oh, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will praise like David prayed. I will praise like David prayed. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will sing like David sing. Oh, I will sing like David. Oh, yes, I will praise him in the morning. I praise him in the noonday. Oh, I praise him all day long. Oh, I feel like praising, I feel like praising, yes. I feel like praising Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are listening to Just Show Up Outreach Ministry. Amen, amen, amen. I am, amen. Your host, Evangelist Zadie Alford. Amen. Right along here with me with my husband, Minister L.C. Alford, praising God. I'm just so excited to have him by my side once again. God has blessed him. Amen. To be here. Amen. Amen. By my side. Amen. Just show about this ministry. Reaching out. Amen, amen. Reaching out, amen, amen, to the lost, outcast, lonely, hurting, oppressed, depressed, Amen, amen, amen. Offering God's gift of love, as Jesus did for the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus warned her low attention, knowing her issues, knowing her situation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many know God knows and he is concerned about our condition? Amen. And he's reaching out. He's offering us. Amen, amen. He's offering. Amen, amen. His Holy Spirit, who can lead us into eternal life, who will guide us and lead us and give us all of this. All of the things that God desires us to have to press our way. Amen, 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 amen. So we just thank God for you each evening coming and tuning in. I just love to see how the dashboard just lighted up here. And I'm just so blessed, amen, to have you all come. And your first time calling, please call again. Amen. Please call again. Amen. Let us lift up the Lord. Just praise the Lord together. Amen. Amen. And right now, we're going to be saved with the devotion by Minister Alfred. He come before us, Minister L.B. Alfred, come with the devotion. Amen.
Good evening. I want to say that it's a blessing to you. Be able to just be a part of this show tonight. And I want to say that as special blessing to all our prayer warriors. Now, tonight, if you please, I would like to share those two verses of 100-degree song. It means, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands, serve your Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us, not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Thank God for the reading of the 100-degree song. And I would just like to say, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord, for watching over me while I slumbered and slept on that night. But this morning, my Father, you touched me with your love and tender mercy. My eyes came open and saw a new day, one that I've never seen before, one that I never had no deal with. But I'm glad to say that I woke up clothed in my right mind, knowing who I was and what I was. Thanking you this morning to walked over to and saw my wife. I said, Lord, I thank you. I saw her moving. That's a blessing to just be able to cry out to you, Lord, and give you the song, the praise that you really can do it with. Tonight, Lord, we want to be. We ask you, Lord, to bless all the youngsters. Give them a mind, Lord, to stay on the right track. Regulate their hearts, Lord. Touch them, let them know that they can be blessed in school, on the way to school, out of school, in the shopping center, wherever they may be. That holy angel there with them. Be blessed, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. Thank God, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for my husband. Thank you for the amen. One of the men that come, oh God, to worship with us this evening, oh Father God. We are blessed for each one, the family, oh God, and communities, oh God. We bless, oh God, each and every one, oh Father God. Anyone, oh Father God, is going through anything, suffering anything at this time, oh God. We just pray to God that you just come in, oh Father God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Father, come in, oh God, and bless, oh God, and take over, Lord God. Oh, God, let your Holy Spirit move upon every heart, oh, Father God.
Yes.
Oh, God, bless, oh, God, our offsprings, oh, God. Oh, God, heal, save, and deliver, Lord God.
Yes.
We just glory, Father God. Amen, oh, Father God. As we come, oh, Father God, we ask that you, oh, Father God, anoint this service, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, anoint, oh, God, the young people, oh, Father God.
Yes, yes.
Let them know, oh, Father God, that it is a reality, God, in serving a living and a true God, Father. And we just need your glory. We'll continue to give you the honor and the praise, oh, God.
Yes, yes.
Oh, God, realize that we can't make it, oh, God, without you, oh, God.
Mm.
Oh, God, we come, oh, God, to assemble ourselves together,
yes, yes.
Oh, Father God, in love and obedience to your word, oh, Father God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, oh, Father God. If there be two or more, oh, Father God, you said you would be a God in the midst, oh, Father God. We thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you for being a God, oh, Father God, of his word, oh, God, that you are in the midst of those people, Lord. We thank you, and we praise you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are. For who you are, for who you are, oh Lord, we thank you, Lord. So many times over Sinai, we thank you, Lord, for the things that you have done for us, oh God. Oh, God, but for who you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, we thank you for who you are, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father. Amen, amen. Right now, the call is open. I would like to know, amen, who do we have on the line in the children's corner? First of all, we want to recognize the children's corner. Amen, amen, amen. Is there any children on the line today? Amen. Give our children the opportunity to come forth first, as usual. Do we have any children on the corner today? Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Who do we have?
Okay, you got a lot of noise in your background. I can't make out who you are. Who is this, sweetheart? Hello?
Ma'am?
Is this your wife?
Who is it?
London? Come forward, sweetheart. Okay, come forward. Come forward. In your own way, come forward. The London Brothers.
I'm Keisha London. I'm going to be doing Matthew 28:19-20. Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I command you. Behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, bless you, bless you, Brother Kim Shard London. Okay, who do we have next?
Tanari London.
Tanari, come for us, we heard.
Help me love the life. Help me love the life I live right now. Show me the good things I often overlook and help me be content with what I have. Forgive me when I compare myself to others. Forgive me for longing the things outside of me in your kingdom. Thank you for loving me right where I am, right as I am. Help me keep my eyes on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that awesome prayer. Amen. Thank you, other young people. Any more young people coming forward? Any more young people, they come forward at this time. Amen. And we're gonna move on, and as they come, or if they come, we'll go back to the children. Amen. Do we have
hello? Yeah, this is Brother Kim.
Come on, brother, come in your own way. I bless you. What are you going to present to us today? Hello? Can you get knocked off? Is Medicare on? Hello?
Yeah. For we are God's hand, we're created in Christ Jesus to do good work. Was God prepared in advance for us to do? Ephesians 2:10.
Amen, amen. And thank you, Brother Keon. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? We thank God for the young people. Amen. Do we have anyone else in the young children corner? Amen.
They have Rashe on the line.
Hello?
Hello, is anyone on the line?
I'm in, but I'm just one of the persons listening in. And I've lost everybody else, too.
Amen. God bless you. I'm here. I hear you.
I'm still here. Oh, okay. Young man, are you still there?
My phone is so low, and I put it to my ear. I cut it on mute, and I'm not aware. Okay, I'm calling for Rashe. Are you there, Rashe?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay, come forward now, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'm glad to be here, giving obedience to God and the pastor and everybody that's on this line. I'm presenting a song by Yolanda Adams.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, y'all. My voice is kind of, I got a little cold, so I'm trying to get my voice together. And I have to pull up the lyrics. I'm about to sing right now.
Alone and wrong, it's just me and you.
Oh,
I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now, if what about you? The rope ain't a deuce. I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life seems so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart. Oh, yeah. My hopes and dreams are fading fast. I'm all burned out, 'cause I don't think my script's gonna last. So I'm crying out to you. Lord, I know you're the only one who is able to pull me through. So you know I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life feels so cloudy. Guide me until I'm sure. I open up my heart. Oh, yeah. So show me how to do things your way. Don't let me make the same mistake over and over again. Your will be done, and I'll be the one to make sure it's carried out. And in me, I don't want any doubt. That's why I want to talk to you. Yes, I do. And ask you for your guidance, especially today when my light just feels just a little bit cloudy. Lord, guide me till I'm sure. I open up my heart. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank God he cleared that voice up. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, my baby. Amen. 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 Now we're moving right along. Do we have any more young people on the line?
Zaylee Smith.
Come forward. Acknowledge yourself and come forward.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us drink wine together on our knees. Let us drink wine together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Let us pray, God, together on our knees. Let us pray, God, together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Oh Lord, have mercy on me. Amen.
Amen. What's your name?
Zaylee Smith.
Zaylee, uh-huh. Okay, thank you, Zaylee. Okay, you next in line.
We have Zaya Smith.
Come for Zaya.
Oh, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. Don't turn me back. Don't turn me back. Don't turn me back. Don't turn me back. Don't no one join me. I will follow. Don't no one join me. Till I will follow. Don't no one join me. Till I will follow. Don't turn me back. Don't turn me back. The world is mine, the cross is for me. No one behind me, the cross is for me. The world is mine, the cross is for me. Don't turn me back, don't turn me back, don't turn me back.
Amen. 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 No turning back. No turning back. Thank you. Thank you, Zaya. Okay. Anyone next? Who do we have next? Amen. Any more youth? Amen. No more youth, huh?
Get old.
Huh?
Zaylee.
Okay. Who's coming now?
Zaylee.
Okay, Zaylee, come.
I want to be singing a song.
Okay.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain.
Hallelujah.
To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. I hear the chains falling.
I hear the chains falling. I hear the chains falling. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. To break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And I pray that every prayer warrior is praying while these children are presenting, making their presentations. Amen, amen. That, amen, that they're just not be hearers or performers, but really, oh, let it be in their heart that they know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. To break every chain. Amen. Every chain, every hurt, every feeling of depression and you know what they had to suffer with, what the kids be suffering with. They're talking about bipolar and deep different things they're announcing upon these children today. Amen. But there's power in the name of Jesus to break every demonic change, every demonic force that comes after our children. It is real. It is real, children. Hallelujah. Know it in your heart. Oh, I know it sounds good in a song, but know it in your heart. The enemy is coming. Amen. It is coming like a roaring lion upon our nation, upon our children. Amen, amen. But know in your heart. Amen, amen, that there is truth in the word of God. Amen, amen, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain, no matter what your little heart and your little mind and your little spirit can be troubled with. Amen, you can look to Jesus. Amen, don't be fearful. Don't be afraid of anything. Amen, look to Jesus and know that Jesus has got his angels all around his little children. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that when the children is making their presentation, that the saints are praying. Amen, amen. Yes, we are training the children. Training the children, amen, amen. But we want to train them so, amen, amen, to the word of God to be in them and to saturate their hearts and their minds. Amen, amen, amen. That they'll be the great leaders of tomorrow. Oh, God, I thank you. Amen, amen. I got a little carried away there. What about any more children? Is there any more children in the children's corner? Amen, amen. We thank the mothers.
I have Delisha.
Hello?
I have Delisha. She's going to say the Our Father prayer.
Come for us, sweetheart.
Our Father, which art in heaven, give us today our daily bread.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be our name.
Give us today our daily bread.
And our daily bread. And forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation. The power of the
Lord.
But deliver us from evil forever. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It's my baby. Thank you, thank you. I just love that, my baby. Amen, amen, amen. Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, is that all? Will that be all? I'll take a moment to thank the mothers for seeing to the children. Being present on the line today, we realize that the children can only do what their mothers allow them to do, you know, because of, you know, mother may have something else to do and the kids have to be with mother. But we thank you for this opportunity for making your children present on today and every time. We just thank you. Amen. Amen. So if there's not any more young people, then we'll move on. And see who we have, who are the adults on the line today?
Mother Wynn is on.
Mother Wynn. Okay, anyone else?
Yes, Regina Smith.
Oh, Mother Regina. Okay, any more adults on the line? Okay, we'll have Mother Wynn to come, and then Father would have, we have Mother Regina.
Amen. God bless the saints, and especially thank God for you, my sister, and what a blessing it is for you to work with the children. And thank God for the parents that helping the kids to get what they need, amen. Although if they're not there, amen, that's okay, because the children is the one that's growing up, and they were facing many obstacles, many things that's going to break them and cause them to go the wrong way if they're not trained up in the fear and admonition of God. We thank God for you today, Sister Zadie. Amen. God is good. And to all of those that come to encourage the children, that is a part that we can do, encourage them and let them know that is only one way, and that is God's way. Now, the enemy want to bring them all kind of ways, but they know, you know, this. I remember the children that was brought up way back there then when they was young and they was taught to recite the Bible verses, and some songs that they sung back there then, they didn't forget them when they got older. So this is a blessing. Amen. The children are so beautiful going forth. I'm just going to read a scripture coming from Psalms 121, and we know this is David with his song. A song of degrees. I will lift up my eyes unto the hill from whence cometh my help. And the good thing about it, children that have not taught about anything about God, hallelujah, and who it is to us and he's there to help us, they don't know where to go. But because they've been taught who is there for them, when all other fail, God will be there for them. And the second verse said, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Some children don't know nothing about God and nothing about what God requires of them except someone teach them. And the third verse says, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. God is able to keep us as people of God. Amen. He won't let, amen, anything come to us that we are not able to bear, because he loves us just that much. And the fourth verse said, behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. And that's talking about God. He was keeping Israel. The fifth verse said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon the right hand. Amen. Amen. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. My God, God watches over his people. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Yes, he will. Amen. We get enough of the word of God in us and a desire to do what God said do. Amen. Nothing can come against us to destroy us. God will preserve us from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. He'll keep us. And the last verse said, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in, this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. God will watch over you. Amen. He'll have an angel to watch over you and make sure that you are protected. We thank God for everything and everybody on the line this evening. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Mother.
Good evening. I will be reading from Proverbs 3, and it says, that starting at the third verse, the fifth verse, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of thine increase. So shall thy barn be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. And it says, do not hold back good from those, do not hold from those who are worthy of it. Don't hold it back when you can help. And that's true. When we help someone, we need to go ahead on and don't say, go and come back tomorrow, or somebody asks us for prayer, and we'll say, oh, we'll pray for you instead of praying right then. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank the Lord for Sister Zadie and the children that came on and singing and saying the prayers, doing all that this evening. I enjoyed it. And I thank the Lord for you with the children, with the youth every week.
Thank
it's such a blessing. It's so, and we could just get them, you know, you got those, and they come on, and they so willingly.
Yeah,
they so willing to come on and sing and everything. I'm telling you, it's really, really a blessing. Because we have our day, and they shame, or, you know, they are ashamed to get up and say anything if you can get them there. But you have those, and just pray for you and pray for them and their parents. Say, God, keep all of them. Keep you all. Yes. And I want to end with this prayer. It says, God didn't promise days without pain, father without sorrow, nor son without rain. But he did promise strength for the day, comfort for the tears, and light for the way. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you. My dear mothers, I thank y'all. Amen, amen. Do we have anyone else who would like to come forward at this time? Anyone else that would like to come forth at this time? Amen, amen. So we just keep praying and believing that God is going to continue to raise up our children in his word. Amen. I have some, too, that I have some more out there, especially great-grands that you know, they trying to act a little shame and what have you. The only time I can get them to come to the coma is when they are in my presence. Amen. But I just thank the Lord today for all of the ones that came on today. Amen. I just thank God for them. And my little minister of music, amen, and she started school on Monday. And I don't know what happened to her on today, why she's not on the phone today, but she's what is that, mate, going into 11th grade this year, so I'm sure there's going to be time that she won't be with us because of her going into higher grades and what have you. But I still want the saints to pray. That's, you know, the higher they get in the grade levels and into college, and that's the more we need to pray for them, because that's, they're under more higher assuasions, you know, being persuaded by other sources as they meet other people in the higher, you know, as they move up, you know. I've known so many that went to college and then they decided that Christian way wasn't the way. Amen. They chose other religions and what have you. Amen. So we want to just continue to just pray for our children. Pray that that this word of God will be settled in their heart, settled in their mind, settled in their innermost conscious, innermost being. Amen, amen, amen. That nothing, like Paul told Timothy, to you know, to keep in mind what your mama and your grandmother taught you. Don't be persuaded by anything or anybody else. Be persuaded by what you were taught. Amen. Yeah. So we want to continue to pray for our children even the more. Amen, amen, amen. And even that the parents would come into a closer relationship with the Lord Jesus. You know, this generation, they are not as prayerful, I think, as we were. And you know, every generation seemed to be a little weaker and wiser. Amen. But we want them to be wise in the things of God and not in the foolishness of this world. Amen, amen. Where there's only death and decay. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We want our children to be in the Lord. Amen. And I tell you, this is my heart's cry, and I thank each and every one of you for coming out and just supporting the children. I tell you, this means so much to me. Amen. Because I just have a heart for the children, and I just can't give up. I can't get.
No, you can't give up.
Well, I'm not going to do this anymore. Amen. If only one would come. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If only one would come. Amen. And if none come, we can still come together. Like I said, the scripture says, if there are two or more touching and agreeing, there'll be a God in the midst. He's going to hear. Amen. And our prayer can go, amen, a lot further than we can go. Amen. And we're not just praying for the ones that only coming to the coma. We're praying for the ones that have stood back or walked away. We pray for them to come back, all in all families. And all of them, you know, you pray for me, I'm praying for you. Amen. And maybe some of them may be growing. You know, whatever, we're not going to give up on them because we know that God is not going to give up on them. Amen. If they was trained up in the word, he said, the scripture said, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he will not depart. So we don't care how old he is. Amen, amen. There's still something in him that was taught. Amen. That he was trained up. He was taught by his parents. They were taught by their parents, and there's something in them that I believe God is going to bring them back. He's going to allow them to come back into the fold. Amen. Come back in and repent. Amen. And turn. Amen. Amen. He said in the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, he said, "In my people who are called by my name." He's talking about Israel. Amen. He's talking about his children, Israel. But he's talking not only about Israel, but every believer, every born-again believer. If you ever believe in God's word, you are trained in God's word, and you believe it, you may be straying away. You may be straying away out there, but it's going to be just like the prodigal son. They're going to come back home. We're going to believe God. We're not going to ever let go of that. Amen. And I'm going to ever let go. Because God's word is God's word, and his word is his bond. Amen. And we thank him for that. And I could go on and on about my daughter, how she strayed away. Yeah, she strayed away and didn't want to hear nothing about God, and I ain't going to go to church, and I ain't going to send my children to church, and I don't want to have nothing to do with no church. But amen, amen, amen. But after she passed away, it was after she had passed away that the Lord, I kept asking the Lord, because he kept telling me, I answered your prayer. And I'm like, Lord, you took my daughter. And I said, and how did you answer my prayer? And I was thinking, I said, she had just asked me not long before she died. She had asked me because she was in the church working with the youth department. And by me working the ministry that I work, you know, outreach ministry, same thing I'm doing now. I was doing then, but I was out going different places, you know, and had a lot of children because I was settled there in New Orleans, so I had more access to other children, you know. So anyway, she asked me, she said, Grandma, she's not Grandma, she said, Mama, then I'm putting me over the youth department, and she said, I wish you would work with me and show me how to build a youth department up and, you know, how to do it, what have you. And this is what I was anticipating when the Lord called her home. So it was just before me, after she passed, I'm like, she was in the church. I said, she wanted me to work with her. I see, you know, the opportunity to work with her. And he kept saying in a small voice that I answered your prayer. So I just sit down. I guess I breathed for about a month and a half or so, and I just, one day I just sit down and I said, Lord, let me understand what you keep telling me. You answered my prayer. He took me all the way back to the time when she said she wasn't going to go to church no more and didn't have nothing to do with no church, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So he showed me, he said, your prayer was, every time you prayed, that you pray, your prayer would allow my children to come back into the fold. And he said, she'll come back into the fold. So that's when I let go. Even though he took her on the glory, about 3 days before she had that aneurysm, she told me another couple had a double wedding, and they all were in the church. So, but they all, she told me all the rest of them, her husband and the other couple had basically going back into the well, and she said, I know you want me to go back in the world, but I promise the Lord I wasn't going back in the world. I promise the Lord I choose blessings and not curses, you know? And so that opened my eyes to what the Lord was trying to tell me. We could have let her live and she could have went on back into the world. But he took her while she was in the fold. So I praise God and I believe God that I see her again because of what he allowed me to understand from revealing it to me, you know? So I thank God for that. And I do believe that every mother, everyone who has trained their children up, I believe that God is going to allow them to come back into the fold, even if it's on their deathbed, they're going to come back.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
This is going to conclude our teaching on tonight, our service on tonight. I just want to take a moment to just say thanks to each and every one of you and continue to come, you know, whenever you can. I tell you, you're coming, you're serving, it's not in vain. In the Lord, I tell you, it just means so much to have someone to press with you. But this is a pressing day. And I thank God for you. So be back at the same time next week if the Lord bless. And like I always say, on Sunday at 7 o'clock and on Friday at 8 o'clock, you can call the same number and you can hear some good ministry. Amen. Once again, love on each other before you go.
Yes. I love you all. And I just thank keep praying for my two sister-in-laws, Evelyn and Janet Cry. Please pray
for them. Yes, ma'am. Evelyn and Janet Cry. Amen. Amen. We'll be praying for them. Amen. Amen. Everyone, Mother Ben, are you still on?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. Mother, pray for her two sisters. Okay, Mother?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said, pray for her two sisters.
My two sister-in-laws, Evelyn and Janet Cryer.
Okay.
Yeah, my sister-in-law.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your love and kindness, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you're concerned about every one of us. Everything that concerns us concerns you, God. And I ask you to look on these two people, God, in the name of the Lord, and whatever's going on, speak healing to their body. In the name of strength, Lord, God, like no other. And, Lord, we're leaning on you. We're depending on you, Lord. Work a miracle for them. Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, Oh, God, we can come anytime, Lord, with any problem in any situation, God. Nothing too hard for you, God. You are a miracle worker. Lord, if we only can believe, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible for you to do, God. We thank you, and we give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Let a praise report come back. Hallelujah. Yeah. Lord, when the people pray, something happened. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, I love you all.
I love you too.
Love your mother.
All right, thank you. Everyone, have a good evening.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we can praise you and help us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can praise you enough, God. We can praise you enough, God. We can praise you enough. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Our heart. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Our soul, praise you, praise you, praise you. Our soul, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh God, our entire being, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Oh, we praise you, Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, we praise you. We praise you, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, thank you. 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 Thank you for healing. Thank you for delivering. Thank you for protection. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Food on our table, clothes on our bags, shoes on our feet, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for a roof over our head, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough. 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 Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our healer. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom, you are everything we need. Jehovah, oh great Jehovah, God is old now, oh great Jehovah, hear them through this barren land. Oh Lord, we are weak, but thou art mighty. Hold us in your powerful hand, and we give it glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.